Okay, good morning, everybody. And again, for those who are just arriving in Eretz Yisrael, we're very, very proud of you. And it's an extremely exciting time and a meaningful time and a time of responsibility in terms of, the opportunity to really be completely immersed in the world of Torah. You know, yesterday we discussed the balance between Yedias Hashem through Torah, Leman Tilma, Yiras Hashem Elokav, what he called the Maaser Sheni paradigm, and the Maaser Ani paradigm, which is Yedias Hashem through Hidamos Lishchina, Mahu Rachum, Afatai Rachum, the language of the Rambam of being Doma Lishchina. If there's an exception to that balance of, Talmud Torah and Gemilos Chasadim, there's never any excuse for a person, not do any Gemilos Chasadim and not to have an orientation of being Murav Imabrios, but it's the Yerushalmi that deals with Hamibli and Kivar and Mitzveria that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal spoke to us about in Yeshiva, of individuals who were taking time off, let's say, for things much less significant than Chesed. I think I told you some of the stories. Some people actually took a few hours to watch the Super Bowl, and he was not pleased, and quoted to us the Yerushalmi about Chesed not being the focus of Yeshiva, but rather Dveikus Batorah, as you like to say. So again, all these things are true in life in general, but different stages do have different points of focus. Now, of course, there's still a great obligation to, when one encounters somebody or something, to be noseb olim chavero and dibok chaverim. And again, like I said, being murov bedasi mabrios. And the more a person is a Talmud Chacham, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Peivav, Ashrei Aviv Shalim Do Torah, Ashrei Rabo Shalim Do Torah, it's particularly important. So it's kind of dialectical. On the one hand, it's even more important for a Talmud Chacham to be, involved in Gemilos Chasadim, as we talk about the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Kedibai Leilo Avad, with Rabbi Chanina Ben Tradin. And on the other hand, there is, a kind of, a focus in, for the Bar Bei Rav, in terms of, Talmud Torah as opposed to Gemilas Chasadim. So that's all by way of introduction of the Aliyah today, which will, continue on in a similar theme. Shishi of Re'ei is the classical expression in the Torah of our philosophy of tzedakah, Demach Saro Asher Yechsarlo, which is predicated on human dignity. It's no surprise that the Aliyah ends with Hanik Taniklo, Mitzoncha Migarnecha Mikvecha, even somebody who's suffered the shiflos of being an Eved, even an Eved Ivri, with all of its protections, the Yisra Avodas Parach, and Mechiras HaEved, and Avodas Aved, etc. Nonetheless, there's a kind of a shiflus, so, Zachar Toki Eved HaYisav Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayiftecha Hashem Elokecha, Haken Anochi Mitzavcha La'asos HaSadavar HaZeh, Hanik Tanik Lo isn't about just giving them, funds, venture capitalists, seed money so that they can get started on their own. But it's about dignity, just like it was for us, that's, v'halachta b'drachav, as Rashi quotes here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us out, and that was something that, Daber Nabi Osnei Ha'am, V'ishalu Ish Me'esre'eu, V'isham Me'esre'eu Usa, Klei Chasef Uklei Zahav, it was part of the dignity that we needed to have restored to us, and that's why it was so important to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though, as the Gemara Baruch Hu says, Avram Avinu probably wouldn't have held him to the promise, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a little bit surprised, people want to get out of the Beis HaSurim more than they need the Klei Chasev, Klei Zav, Usmalos. So in any event, the philosophy of tzedakah is here, all of the halachos of tzedakah, many of us studied in the Rambam, Hilchos Matanos Aniyim this year, so what I really wanted to make is one point to build off of yesterday. The Aliyah begins with Zed Dvar HaShemitah. I've noted that, Zed Dvar HaShemitah makes it sound like Shemitah's Ksafim as opposed to Shemitah's Karkaos is the essential Shemitah. It's very fascinating. The Ramban has an Arichos here. Is Zed Dvar HaShemitah, are we talking about the Shemitah year? Of course, the Halacha, we talk about, the post-Shemitah year. But the fact that there's any ambiguity about it, it really reinforces this idea that the essential aspect of Shemitah is really, as we have by Shemitah's Karkaos, Ve'achlu av yonei amecha v'yisram tochal chayas ha-sadeh, the leveling of the playing field, and understanding that the Evyon is no less than the Bal Habayis, and he's toyev l'chol davar, and his needs are really important. And the climax, after going through the Shemitah's Karkos, is Shemitah's Ksafim, whose scope is broader, right? Shemitah's Karkos is Noeg in Eretz Yisrael. Shemitah's Ksafim, you know, is Noeg b'chol makom, and it really reflects the idea, v'zed devar ha-Shemitah, this is the apotheosis of Shemitah, it is the essential halach of Shemitah, shamot kol v'alyas ma'she yado asher yasheh b're'ehu lo yigoses re'ehu v'es achiv, ki kara Shemitah la-Hashem. The whole idea of Shemitah is really predicated on this idea of Shemitah la-Hashem, you know, of recognizing Hashem's dominion, Hashem's sovereignty, and therefore that, you know, has implications for one's assets as well as one's karka. And that leads us to the point, building off of yesterday, the Maser Sheni, Maser Ani, you know, how do we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So here, we find a very fascinating language. Hisham melacha pen yeh davar im livavcha, I highlight that point, im livavcha, it's reminiscent of the pasuk Lo se'ameitz es levavcha v'lo sikpos et yadcha me'achicha avyon. The mechayiv, in terms of not giving tzedakah, is an imot alev, is cruelty, is achzarios, is a lack of compassion and sensitivity. So in any event, yishamer lecha pen yiyayim levavcha devar b'liya'al emor karva shnas ha'sheva shnas ha'shmita v'ra'o einecha be'achicha avyon v'lo sitein lo v'karalecha l'ashem v'ya v'cha chayt. So Penya im levavcha devar belial, Chazal connected back to Yatsu anashim b'nei belial, Makan avodah zara, af lehalan avodah zara. That's really a form of avodah zara, not to give tzedakah. So the Torah Tamima comments that in his opinion, as I suggested before, it's a failure to recognize that all of your assets are from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not giving tzedakah, al kein anochi mitzavcha lasos es hadavar hazeh, rejecting the tzivoy Hashem is a form of avodah zara. It's rejecting divine sovereignty over your assets. So I'd like to go a little bit further. I think it's along the lines that we suggested yesterday. It's certainly what the Torah Tamima says. These are not mutually exclusive ideas, but I think it goes beyond that. Because a person who doesn't give tzedakah, you know, as we spoke about yesterday, the Gemara of Rezara, kol mi sheyesh biyado talmud Torah ve'in biyado gemilos chasadim kimi she'ein lo eloah. It's not enough to come close to Hashem through coming to Yerushalayim, leman tilma b'yiras Hashem elokav, to see the morei hora'ah, you know, in action and to be, you know, suffused with kedushas hamakom. If you really want to come close to Hashem, you have to be mizdame l'shchina al yedei maser ani lager liyasam v'almano asher b'sharecha v'achlu v'saveyu. So here we have the same phenomenon. If you want to have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't want to be Kemish Ein Lo Eloah, if you don't want to be Al Pidrashas Chazal, B'nei Bilial, Ma, you know, Kan Avodah Zarah, Af Lahalan Avodah Zarah, right, then you have to be engaged fully in the mitzvah of tzedakah. As the Rambam says, Chayovin Anal Yizor B'mitzvah Sasi Shel Tzedakah, Yoser Mikol Mitzvah Sasei Sheba Torah. It's a referendum on our entire religious orientation. Are we close to the Shechina? Are we not close to the Shechina? A person can't possibly be close to the Shechina if they're, you know, filled with imut halev, if they have a devarim levavcha v'liya alimor, karva shnas hasheva shnas hashmita. Unfortunately, his Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to like to talk about, you know, we failed this test on multiple occasions. You know, whether it comes to Shemitah's Karkos, to Shemitah's Ksafim, you know, Hillel with a heavy heart used to like to say the Prosbul, the takanas buli buti, you know, the aniyim shouldn't find that the dlatos are noalos bifnayim, the ashirim shouldn't violate these isurim of imut halev, and, you know, malimenav minat tzedakah. So he had to do it based on the, you know, paradigm of Moser Shtaros of Levazdin. But it was with, you know, it's kind of a tragedy that we needed to rely on that. It wasn't, you know, thrilled, you know, that he could do this. He needed to do it. It was a necessary evil. But of course, you know, the Bilial is a very deep perspective. It's not just a question of acknowledging divine sovereignty of your money. It goes far beyond that. It's a much deeper point. If you want to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you need Maser Sheni and Maser Ani. If you want to be close to Hashem, it's not enough to be a committed monotheist, but, you know, that's the Irni Dachas model. But you also have to be Mizdame L'Shechina. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, Av, Le'evyonim, he's Av Li'esomim, V'kara Lechel Hashem V'ya B'chachet, he's Karov L'Shavasam, Karov Hashem L'chol Karav, you know, Karov Hashem L'Nishbari Levis, Da'ake Ruach Yoshia. So it's about that element of Karvas Hashem that I think explains why somebody who is not sensitized to that, Ki'ilu Oved, Avodas Kochavim.